I am here in studio with a member of the SAG-AFTRA union to talk about the ongoing strike. That's with the, of course, the writers and the actors. And it's a familiar name and a familiar face because he also works for us part-time, and that's David Cedrone. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great to be here.
Well, you know, it's amazing that I know you have been doing this for a number of years, acting as an extra in a number of these productions that are shot in the Boston area. Sometimes you go outside the area, and I think it's a fascinating thing to do as I would say, as a side hustle, because you've been in some major productions and you're a union member. First of all, what does SAG-AFTRA stand for?
Screen Actors Guild.
Okay. Tough union to get into.
It is.
Yeah. And how did you get into the union?
So almost, it'll be 7 years in April, I got a job with CBS with WBZ doing traffic. So since then, they've turned, iHeart bought them. But I had to join. You're forced to join, and it was $30 to join the union, and the dues are like $20 a month.
Oh my God, that's fantastic! Because years ago, I remember doing some commercials, some voiceover work outside of here, and I think to get in was over $1,000 at that point. And I think is the criteria still the same? You need to get into the union. You have to have two speaking roles in a movie within a 1 year period?
I believe it's two speaking roles, but I'm not sure the time. Time frame, and then it's $3,000 to join it, and then they go off how much you make is how much the dues are. So like someone like Tom Cruise making, you know, whatever he makes a year, but it's $5 million a year, you pay dues along a percentage of that.
Okay, and what is the benefit of being in the union? I know the pay on a movie, whether you're an extra or a star, is much bigger. Tell me how it works, say, on the local level, because a number of people do try to get work as extras. What's the difference?
Yes, it's really double. As a union extra, it's about $300 a day. Then there can be add-ons for non-union. I think, believe it's $150. And but like add-ons meaning if they use like smoke or fog on scene, there's add-ons. There's all these little stipulations. They don't use real cigarettes. Like even fake cigarettes, they use add-ons.
So that means if you are told as your character has to play it, you get paid extra for that.
Yes, yeah, and it's pretty good. Like the one I was on the set of the Whitney Houston, the pay for the day was about $800, but I was there all day, and I got extra because they skipped our lunch, and then we got extra for that. The lunch was served later,
okay.
So they were penalized for that.
So you get paid for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a little extra, yeah.
Very. So it really pays to be in the union. Okay. You've been in a number of local shows. Tell me a little bit. I know you've been on that HBO series about Julia Child.
Yeah, one episode. Yeah, and I was in the room with David, the guy from Cheers.
David Hyde Pierce.
David Hyde Pierce and Bebe. What?
Newworth.
Yeah. So he played Julia Child's brother. And, I mean, this scene, it took, I think it was 12, 13 hours. And when I watched it, it was like a 40-second scene.
Right, and as I remember, they had you in a very nice suit. Your hair looked terrific. So, a lot of that has to do with decisions that are made in wardrobe, as you were telling me off air, which I don't know that much about. Tell me how important the people are in wardrobe to any of these productions. What's the process?
That's how it starts. They actually choose the role for you, at least on this set they did. So when I went in, they like stand around you and just look at you, and I tried on probably 10 different suits, and then that was it. They picked the suit and then said you're going to be a person in the the Whitney Houston one we're talking about.
Yeah,
that one they said you're going to be a cameraman. So they had me in jeans, these black shoes, and a black shirt, and I was standing on one of those giant TV studio cameras with the huge earmuffs on, and that's where I stood all day.
Now, what about, you said sometimes they take like an image of you and they put that on the set to see what that looks like too. How does that work?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not
maybe
sure.
I got something wrong with that. So they look for certain types. Now, the thing I'm curious about, one of the biggest bones of contention during the strike we hear about is with all this, artificial intelligence and streaming services, people not getting residuals, which is the bread and butter, meaning if you do the work and they keep playing it, you should get a portion or proceeds from that. And now I guess some of these companies are trying to say, like, take a shot of your face, and have that forever and just stick it in a background scene. How do you feel about that?
No, that's not right. That's absolutely no. I do not agree with it. And people should be paid if you know, if they're using an image, then they see that as value. So you should be valued as well and get paid for it.
That's right. Well, now what about you? Have been in the ones that I know about: Julia on HBO, City on a Hill, which I love, and I'm on Showtime. And I'm sorry they didn't renew it. I saw all three seasons. I saw a few other locals in that too. It's amazing when you see people on TV, you know, in movies. Like, I know him.
That's
like
funny.
And then the Whitney Houston biop. This were those some of your favorites that you worked on?
No, the my favorite was the Julia Child one, because I was a background, not an extra. So the extras, like some of the extras would just walk by and they're done. Background stays there all day on the scene with the actors. And we were told, don't talk to the actors, don't talk to the director. But it was funny. I walked by David Hyde Pierce, and I kept getting pebbles on my shoe. So I lifted my shoe up and like flicked a pebble off. Yeah. And he turned to me, he says, that keeps happening to me. I said, yeah, oh, I know. It's been all day, Dave, you know?
No, and it's funny because I had another friend who was an extra in a movie, and she said they were telling him in the background, look, like they were making small talk. In other words, saying was carrots and peas, carrots and peas. Did they tell you to do something like that or just keep your mouth shut?
No, you have to mime. Like, so I had a wife on set, and I'm still friends with her today. And actually, she was she was on Three's Company. Amy Nash Bars is her name. And I'm still friends with her. But so she was my wife for the day, and so we had to like put our arms around each other and walk by. It was in an art studio, and so that was where it was all day. It was on Dorchester Ave, actually, and it was actually a real art gallery. So we're in this one room, and there's like train tracks on the floor for the cameras, you know. So we had to just, when they say action, that would be for the extras, and then they would say go, and then the actors would go. So the action, we start like miming, like just like talking to each other. And
carrots and peas.
Yeah, like
carrots,
you know,
and peas.
Yeah, like,
how about those baked potatoes?
How are you today? You know, but not saying anything, you know?
Oh my God. It's exciting. So I guess during the strike, you must miss it a little bit.
Yeah. But it is a long day. And if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. And if you're really, your heart's into it, you just go, and that's all you do.
Now, why do you like to do it?
It's exciting, and the pay's not bad.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's all who you know and right place, right time, and you never know.
That's right. Well, any other words of advice or comments you want to let our listeners know? It's a pretty fascinating business.
No, I mean, if you really want to do it and your heart's in it, you just have to go for it. And Boston Casting, I go through, and they have a page that they put up, and it's all the auditions, like, daily, that you can go on, non-union or union, and you can just hit it on it, say that you're available, but like you have to get back to them. Like if you're not serious about it, they don't bother with you.
Yeah, so it's really a job looking for the jobs in there. Well, what an interesting look inside the world of a SAG-AFTRA member and sometimes a background person or extra. This is just wonderful.
Yeah, it was fun.
And again, we know you, of course. We know the name, a long time person here in the news department, David Cedrone, of course, traffic on BZ. And we appreciate you joining
us
today.
Thanks, Christine.
Oh, I can't wait to see you in your
Love
next
you
role.
Guys.
Okay, thank you.